Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Luke chapter number 19, look at verse number 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief of the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him, watch this, joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him, look at this, fourfold. Now, what about that? He said, I restore him fourfold. He says in verse number 9, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost. Now, Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us tonight. I pray, God, that you give us liberty as we preach, God. I pray, Lord, that you would use us, Father. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Save that sinner closest to hell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. I want to look into this passage and just preach a little while on the life of Zacchaeus tonight here out of these 10 verses and see what the Lord will give us. I love verse number 10. I'm not going to center in on it tonight, but I do love it. It said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. One thing that you'll find interesting, I done a very in-depth study on the different versions of the Bible. And one thing that you'll find interesting, this verse, verse number 10, is actually taken out of some of the modern day translations. When I say taken out, I mean it's completely gone. It's not even there. It goes from verse number 9 to verse number 11. I don't understand why in the world you'd want to take that verse right there out of the Bible. Hey, I sure am thankful that the Son of Man come to seek and save that which was lost. That's you and I tonight, amen. I thought about this. I wrote this down today. I see the provision. I'm just going to throw this out. I'm not going to preach it, but I see the provision in verse number 10. For the Son of Man is come, amen. Aren't you glad that there has been a provision for you and I tonight? The Son of Man has come. But then I see the obligation to seek. Why did the Son of Man come? He come to seek us that was lost, amen. He come to seek us. I see the provision for the Son of Man has come. I see the obligation to seek, but then I see the restoration and to save that which was lost, amen. I'm glad tonight that there has been restoration made between us and God. The way that restoration was made was through the provision of the Son of God. Amen. So there's your little thought out of verse number 10. You can take a work on and preach down the road someday. Look on this tonight here on the life of Zacchaeus. Man, what a familiar story the life of Zacchaeus is. You probably remember going to vacation Bible school or going to Sunday school and learning about the wee little man. Did anybody ever sing that song about Zacchaeus? Caden said he sung it. Any of you other kids? Some of y'all, have y'all learned that in the little kids' class, the 3, 4, and 5-year-old class? Do y'all sing about that? If you don't, we're going to fire your teachers and get some new ones. Said Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree. Addie, you want to stand up and sing it? You was getting it right there, girl. You was singing. You was climbing up that tree right there. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for what? The Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, what'd he do, Addie? He looked up in the tree, and he said, hey, somebody got it. Brother Matt got it. Zacchaeus, you come down. Why'd he want him to come down? For I'm going to your house today. So this story of Zacchaeus is very familiar. But the preacher was preaching that night, and I wrote these three or four or five little words down that I want to look at tonight. Number one, in this story, I see a seeking right here. I see a seeking. What did the Bible say in verse number 3? And he sought to see Jesus. He sought to see Jesus. Now, I want you to understand something with me. I am guilty of saying this also, and I think there is truth to this, but I also think there's another side of it. A lot of times we'll hear somebody say this, I was not looking for Jesus the day I got saved. And can I say this? I wasn't. I went to church that night. I was not looking for the Lord, but the Lord came looking for me. And because the Lord came looking for me, I began to look for him. But you know what? Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus. Zacchaeus had heard about what the Lord had been doing. Zacchaeus, no doubt, had heard about the lame made to walk, and the blind to see, and the deaf to hear, and the blind to see. And Zacchaeus had heard about all of that. And Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was passing by. And you know what Zacchaeus did? Zacchaeus decided to seek after the Lord. I thought about that. You and I needs to come to a place in our life again where we are seeking him. Can I ask you a question tonight? Why did you come to the house of God? Why are we? Well, preacher, I come tonight because if I hadn't have, you'd have preached on faithfulness next Sunday morning. Well, you come for the wrong reason. Well, I come tonight to see what Sister Gertrude had to say. She probably had a lot to say, but you come for the wrong reason. Well, I come to see what Brother Brian was going to wear tonight. Well, I'm glad that he's got his vest on tonight, and he looks nice, but you come for the wrong reason. Well, I just come to hear the choir sing. You come for the wrong reason. Well, I just come to hear the preacher preach. You come for the wrong reason. Can I tell you the reason we ought to go down to the house of God? We ought to be seeking him. Zacchaeus went where he heard the Lord was going to be at and was seeking him tonight. I thought about this. There was a seeking that took place. I thought about, let me read you a verse right here. Let me read you a verse in Isaiah tonight. Listen to what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter number 55. Here's what he said in Isaiah chapter number 55, verse number 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You know what he's saying? He's saying, seek the Lord. Listen to what he said in Isaiah chapter number 44. Let me read you a verse here. Isaiah chapter number 44. Boy, this verse is near and dear to my heart. He says this in verse number 3. For I will pour waters upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit out upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring. You know what he's saying? He's saying this. I'll pour waters upon him that is thirsty. He's saying this. The one that is seeking the Lord, that's the one that I'll pour water upon. What did he say in James chapter number 4 and verse number 8? He said, draw nigh to God that is a seeking him. Draw nigh to God, and watch this, and God will draw nigh to you. There was a seeking. I thought about this seeking that Zacchaeus done right here. And you know what? One of the first things that happened, I'll say more about this on the end of the message, but one of the first things that happened is he was met by obstacles. He, you know what the Bible said? He couldn't see him because of the press of people. So what did he do? He went and found a tree, and he climbed up in that tree. Zacchaeus was willing to do whatever he had to do, no matter what it was, to see Jesus. It didn't matter. You know what I'm sure some said? What's that crazy man doing over there climbing that tree? Zacchaeus didn't care. No doubt some was mad because Zacchaeus was there. You know what he was, don't you? He's a tax collector. They didn't want him nowhere around. About like you and me. Somebody say amen right there. I want the tax collectors nowhere around. They didn't want him nowhere around. Maybe they thought in their mind, well, I wonder what Zacchaeus is doing here. He's coming to get some more of our money. He's coming to bribe some more of our money away from us. But you know what old Zacchaeus done? It didn't matter what nobody else said. It didn't matter what obstacle come his way. He had one intention, and that was to see the Lord. I want to say something to you tonight. May we get hungry again for seeing him. May we not allow any obstacle that comes our way to stop us from seeing the Lord. Zacchaeus knew what he had done for others. Can I say something to you tonight? I know what he's done for me. I know what he's done for you. I know what he'll do for your family. I know what he'll do for your children. May God help us tonight to seek him again. To seek him. Zacchaeus, there was the seeking of Zacchaeus. He wanted to see the Lord. I not only see the seeking tonight, but number two, I see this. I see the speaking tonight. Look what the Bible said. Look what the Bible said in verse number 5. And when Jesus came into the place, he looked up and saw him and said, unto him, if you've got a red letter Bible, these next words are in red. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Oh, there was a speaking that took place. That speaking was not Zacchaeus anymore. That speaking was not some hypocrite sitting on the church pew. That speaking was not somebody that was upset with Zacchaeus because he had took their money. Matter of fact, if they knew what was fixing to happen, they would have welcomed Zacchaeus. He restores them fourfold. I just read it to you. He restores them fourfold. You said, preacher, what are you saying tonight? I'm saying this. When Zacchaeus got serious about seeking the Lord, when Zacchaeus got serious about hearing from the Lord, when Zacchaeus got serious about hearing the word from the Lord and God doing something in his life, guess what happened? There was a speaking that took place. Jesus himself began to talk to Zacchaeus that day. I wonder, old Zacchaeus is standing up in that tree and he's looking down and Jesus comes by and old Zacchaeus probably thinking, he'll never even see me. He'll not even know I'm here. And all of a sudden, Jesus stops and looks up to Zacchaeus and says, oh boy, what are you doing up there? You need to come down here so we can have a conversation. Matter of fact, I just want to go to the house with you. I remember that night. Oh, yes. I didn't go looking for him, but the Holy Spirit came to where I was at and wooed on me and loved on me. And I got up and made my way to an altar. And when I done that, I began to seek him. And when I began to seek him, I sure am glad there was a voice from another world come through that place that night. And began to speak to me. Oh, the voice of God is something that is unique. It's not audible, it's louder. You say that don't make sense. If you know, you know. The voice of God. There was a speaking that night. Oh, yes, the Lord himself spoke to Zacchaeus that day. I not only see a seeking tonight. I not only see a speaking tonight, but I see a springing into action tonight. What did the Bible say? Look what he said in verse number 6. And he made haste and came down. And he made haste and came down. Honestly, whenever I read that, my mind went back to several different people in this church. You say, why did it go back to several different? One of them it went back to was Rodney. I'll never forget, we was having a meeting here at the church, and Brother Rodney called me. He said, preacher, I need to get saved. You know what? He had come to church and the Lord had got to seeking him, and he had done went to seeking the Lord, and the Lord had done went to speaking to him. I'll never forget, I heard him coming through the crossroads down there, coming to the house that day out on the front porch, and he comes sliding in at the front porch, and you know what he was doing? He was springing into action. You know what that? Well, amen. That night the Lord spoke to me and showed me I was lost and on the road to hell. Let me tell you what I done that night. I sprung into action. The Lord called my name. And I said, here am I, Lord. You remember the night that God, or the day that God showed you, you was lost and on the road to hell and called you out. Can I say this tonight? He said, Zacchaeus, make haste. I began to think about that. No doubt mama had said, Zacchaeus. No doubt daddy had said Zacchaeus. No doubt a multitude of others had said Zacchaeus. But that day, while he was sitting up in that tree, he had never heard Zacchaeus like he heard it that day, because the speaking was from God himself. And when he heard the voice of God, he sprung into action, and God changed his life. Oh yes, God changed his life more than he ever had before. There was a springing into action. Can I say something to you tonight? That goes in several, you could preach this in several different applications. But can I say this to you tonight? If you're saved and you're seeking the Lord, that relationship with the Lord and that fullness of joy with the Lord and that joy of salvation and that joy of serving God. Can I tell you something? If you'll keep seeking that, there'll be a speaking. You'll hear from the Lord. You'll hear from the Lord. And when you do, hear me tonight, you need to spring into action. You need to spring into action. Y'all remember Tigger on Winnie the Pooh? The way he bounced around all the time. You remember it, don't you, Brother Joe? You started laughing. The way he bounced around. You know what he was doing? He was springing into action. You know what you need to do tonight? When you hear the voice of God, Lord, what would you have me to do? Oh, God, I just want to see your face again. Oh, God, I just want my Sunday school class filled up. Oh, God, I just want to see something from you. God, would you move again? Whenever he speaks, man, spring into action. I thought about this. There was a seeking, there was a speaking, there was a springing into action. But then there was a smiling. You say, what do you mean? Well, look what your Bible said in verse number 6 again. And the Bible said this, and he made haste and came down and received him. What's the next word? Joyfully. 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 You know what? Some people, they need to read that verse. Man, some people, they come to church and they look like they've been eating prunes out of a sawbriar patch. Are you with me? Man, the Lord will make you joyful. What did David say in Psalms 51, verse number 12? Restore unto me what? What's the next word? The what? Joy. Help me right there. The what? Joy of thy salvation. You see, in the Lord is joy. In the Lord is, you ever seen somebody at the lowest moment in their life still have a smile on their face? Let me tell you the reason why. That joy is not ours, it's His. It's an abundant life that we live in Him. I've said this to my wife before. We've been with a lot of people in low moments in their life. And I've said, I just don't understand how they can still have a smile on their face and how they can keep going. Let me tell you the reason why. It's because of that speaking that's going. Oh, yeah, that speaking that's going on deep down inside of their soul. There was a smiling that day. Could you imagine old Zacchaeus on his walk to his house that day? I bet you couldn't smack the smile off of his face. Son, I bet he was teeth smiling. You ever seen somebody and they smile like this? Man, it's all right to show your teeth, man. My mom and dad have spent a lot of money on these things right here. I told my girls, bless God, you better open your mouth whenever you smile. I could have bought 3 bass boats for what I got in 2 of them's mouth right now, and a third one on the way. To get braces. Let me just go ahead. Clarify that real quick. The third one to get braces. No. Third one on the way. Stanza, no. No. Brother Tim. That smiling. I bet old Zacchaeus had a smile. He received him joyfully. Man, when you look at where you was at when God found you, the life that you may have been living when God found you, and where you're at today, you know what it ought to make us do? Christians ought to be the happiest people around. Sure, we have bad days. Sure, there's times that we get upset. But the majority of our time, man, we ought to have a smile on our face for what the Lord has done for us. Oh, Zacchaeus, come start playing softly, if you will. I thought about this. There was a seeking. There was a speaking. There was a springing into action. There was a smiling. But I got to hit something else, and I'll be done. There was also a scorning. Look what the Bible said in verse number 7. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. I want you to hear me tonight. Not everybody will be happy when you get saved. Not everybody will be happy when you hear from the Lord and you begin to be happy in God. Not everybody will be happy when you begin to live in Canaan's land, that victorious Christian life. There'll always be a crowd. Some of them will be those at the church house even. There'll always be a crowd. I wonder how long Jerry Kidd will stay in church. He said he got saved. Let's see what really happened. Well, how long has it been, Brother Jerry? A little over 2 years. He's still a smiling tonight. There'll always be that crowd. There'll always be the scorners. You know what? One thing that makes me want to keep serving God and stay right with the Lord is just to prove some of them wrong. You ever done some things just to prove somebody wrong? Now, you might as well say amen right there. Every once in a while, I'll do things just to prove my wife and my children wrong. I will. And you know, part of me, Brother Josh, I want to stay right just to prove that outfit wrong that said I wouldn't make it. It's been over 25 years now, and by the good grace of God, I'm still smiling in Him. I'm still serving Him. I'm still listening to His voice. Oh, yes. There's some times that we go a few days, Brother Randy, and I wonder where His voice is at. But there's never been a time that I've got real serious, that I got real serious seeking Him. There's never been a time I didn't hear from Him. It might not have always been what I wanted to hear, but I've always heard from Him. I've always heard from Him. It may take a day. You see, here's what we get a lot of times. Boy, I really want to hear from the Lord. I'm going to fast and pray until I do. And we fast about 12 hours. Come on now. We don't really get serious with it. Zacchaeus made his way through the press and climbed a tree that day. There'll always be that crowd that looks at us. There'll always be that crowd that's waiting on us to mess up. There'll always be that crowd. There was a man in this community. There was a man in this community right after I took the church. His exact words was this: we'll see how long it lasts. Well, we're 15 years in. The Lord's been good to us, hadn't he? I'm looking for another 15 years. Rodney tried to bury me Friday night. Well, he's talking about the cemetery, and he said something. I can't even remember what all it was, but he had me dying, didn't he, Brother Robert? I said, well, thank you, Brother Rodney. I appreciate that. I'm planning on sticking around another 15 or 20 or 25 years. Matter of fact, I told Victoria today that she needed to marry a preacher, and he could follow me here at our church one day. I'm planning on sticking around. There's always that crowd that's going to look. There's always that crowd that's going to point. There's always that crowd that say, oh, you'll never make it. You'll never make it. Prove them wrong. Say, how do I do that? Here's the way you do that. Every day you seek Him. Every day you seek Him. Every day you beg Him to help you. I'm going to ask you a question tonight, and I'm done. I'm going to ask you a question. I've not preached but 25 minutes. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. How long has it been since you really sought Him? Since you really... One said it this way: if you ever get under the spout where the glory runs out, you'll never be satisfied until you're there again. I was texting with a group of preachers. Matter of fact, it was the board of directors for Foothills this afternoon about some things. And one of them said, man, I can't wait to Winter Jubilee this year. I can't wait. You know, let me tell you the reason why. It's the spout where the glory runs out. It's the spout. You get up there on the side of that mountain, there ain't no phone service. There ain't nothing but the glory of God up there on the side of that mountain. And son, the Holy Ghost gets to sweeping through that place so thick sometimes, you have to have a C&I dog to get around in there. You ever get in that, you'll never be satisfied till you're there again. You'll never be satisfied. How long has it been since you really went to seeking Him? I wonder if every one of us really went to seeking God. I wonder what would happen around here. I'm talking about we really went to seeking Him. We really went to seeking Him. Oh God, would you move one more time? Wilt thou not revive us again, Lord? Would you stir our hearts one more time? And tell you what the answer for your problems is, seek Him. Let me tell you what the answer for your wayward children is, seek Him. Let me tell you what the answer for your marriage is, seek Him. Seek Him. The marriage retreat this year, that was the gist of it. It could really be summed up in two words, seek Him. Our marriage retreat this year could really be summed up in that, just seek Him.